Welcome to Wednesday Word of Mouth right here on CKLN 88.1 FM. I am your host, Robin Nieto, here with Daniel Libby. On tonight's show, the Arizona State House and Senate passed an anti-immigration bill that sets a dangerous precedent in the U.S. The new law gives police not only the right, but the obligation to investigate someone's immigration status if there is a reasonable suspicion that the person might be undocumented, or the police and any federal agency could be sued. This law is just waiting for the governor's signature, and she has until Saturday to do it. What else we got, Daniel?
Plus, we got the latest from the Toronto Truth Seekers, some clips from the recent street actions at the Saturdays at Yonge and Dundas Square, conspiracy theories focusing on air, water, and food. Plus, we got Black Krishna's latest pre-plans for the G20, some clips to play coming up tonight, all on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. for April 21st. Word of Mouth Wednesday, and we will be back right after this message.
CKLN's flagship news program, Saturday Morning Live, returns to the airwaves. Listen to CKLN this Saturday, April 24th, for the return of Norman Otis Richmond, Dr. Gerald Horn, the Amonlah Crew, the Freedom Ciphers, and Allende Blake, son of Milton. April 24th is the 55th anniversary of the ending of the Bandan Conference and Mumia Abu-Jamal's 54th birthday. Listen this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the return of Saturday Morning Live.
All right, we are back here on CKLN, Wednesday Word of Mouth, 88.1 FM. And on tonight's show, we're focusing on Arizona, Arizona State. That's in the southern states. They are on the cusp of enacting a law, making the law of the land, a bill. Very extremely controversial and would be the first bill in the U.S., has passed that state's House and Senate and is just waiting for the signature of the governor of the state. And she has until this Saturday to sign this extremely controversial bill that has been compared to the Jim Crow laws of the United States. The Arizona Governor Jan Brewer hasn't said anything yet, but the storm around this bill in the U.S. has already started, and we're just going to give you a couple of clips here of the a clip of the actual author of the bill. This is the Republican state representative in Russell Pierce. And Isabel Garcia, legal defender who works for the Arizona government. After that clip, we'll be hearing a bit about the moral and legal ramifications of this bill in the U.S. Let's just go to that clip right now.
We're going to take the handcuffs off from law enforcement. We're going to put them on the bad guy. Illegal is not a race, it's a crime. You stop somebody and they have no ID, you investigate who they are. Before you let them go, you got to know who they are, that they have a driver's license. There's no different. You know, this is amazing to me. We trust officers. We put guns on them. They make life and death decisions every day. They do investigated crime. They investigate capital crimes. They investigate sophisticated crime. But we're afraid they're going to pick up the phone and call ICE. 90% of the time, it's a phone call to ICE. If they have reason to believe they're in the country illegally. It's outrageous that we continue to have the anarchists, the open border, while Phoenix, half, 50% of the homicides in Phoenix are committed by illegal aliens. Phoenix is number two in the world in kidnappings. It's a crime problem, and they're taking jobs from Americans, billions of dollars in costs. We spent $1 billion in Arizona just to educate the children of illegal aliens. It's a constitutional right of the citizens of this country to expect their laws to be enforced. We're going to enforce them.
Absolutely. I think this bill represents the most dangerous precedent in this country, violating all of our due process rights. We have not seen this kind of legislation since the Jim Crow laws. Targeting our communities, it is the single most largest attack on our communities. Tunnel for immigrant flow. That is precisely why Phoenix has the number of immigrants and the underground bad guys, if you will, have been created precisely because of our immigration policies. And so Mr. Pierce and his cabal in the legislature are highly irresponsible and dangerous to this community.
I'm sick and tired of these people who defend. This is not about immigration. That's a legal process that we all love and admire. We you know, again, you have a right to know who's coming into this country, who they are. They have to have a permission slip. We do not tolerate those who break into our country, just like we don't tolerate those who break into our homes.
Absolutely not. I think the fact that they pose migration as an issue of law enforcement has diverted all of law enforcement, instead of looking at the issues of crime, it's very clear. The East Valley Tribune documented that Sheriff Arpaio let go a lot of rapists and murderers because he was focusing on prosecuting workers, day laborers.
That's a lie.
And so the real problem here is that Russell Pierce and Sheriff Arpaio have done more damage to our Constitution than anybody else in recent history, and all of those violations are being normalized in order to affect every single one of us. Whether you're blonde and blue-eyed, you're going to feel the impact, especially the resources that are being expended on this when we need health care, we need education, we need infrastructure, and Mr. Pierce instead wants to be a national figure on this anti-immigrant hysteria that has gripped the state of Arizona.
Rick, I got up today in Washington, D.C. at 4 in the morning to fly out here to Phoenix to join statewide clergy here to say this is the problem of harsh enforcement without comprehensive reform. So enforcement that breaks up families is...
All right, we've had some technical difficulties. Sorry about the silence if that's what you heard here in the station. We were hearing some sound. But anyway, we'll go to Daniel and some music, and we'll come back with a continuation.
Yeah, we'll just play a track here. This one goes out to all the Guru fans. Rest in peace to Guru. This one's Guru featuring Common. It's a track called State of Clarity. CKLN, word up, word of mouth.
My mind blows, decisions at times indecisive, and think about the paradox that life is. Keep my head to the sky and understand what Christ is. Turn off the news, cause every day is a crisis. Lifeless, lights on the couch, weeded out. It's certain type of about my life, I weeded out. I believe in the route of soul before paper. No gold before labor, truth told with no glazers. Days are getting darker quick. I was told it was written, I'm an author it. Wanna go the same place that the martyrs went. The black figures on the wall in my apartment. Like LaDainian, y'all, I be charging it. Touching down with the people from my town. It's the shy that be giving me my ground. Dug in the crates of my soul and I found clarity.
Be yourself,
man.
And
be so clear, come
hey,
on.
Yo, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear.
So just be yourself,
y'all be so clear.
Come on, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear, clear.
Just be yourself, man.
And be so clear, come
hey,
on.
Yo, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear.
So just be yourself,
y'all
man.
Be so clear.
Come on, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear, clear.
Toil in the trenches, face judges on benches, betrayed by some that I fed, not to mention. Standing here now in the best condition, up out of the dirt, so I suggest you listen. See, money can't make you or me. Protect my mind with nines, cause it shines more than jewelry. Used to do
things that weren't too productive. Now I breathe life into mics for your comfort. I see past the groupies and gold diggers to find women. How I'm living, doing me and not savagely driven. Taught the game of fortune and fame, so I'm not playing no more. Hold the torch with flames. I've lost and gained at the same time. MCs biting and swagger jacking still commit the same crimes. Once you see past the surface, that trash is worthless. With me, you'll get a lasting purpose. Be yourself, man.
Be so clear. Come
hey, yo,
on.
Just be yourself, man.
And be so clear.
So just be yourself,
y'all,
man.
Be so clear.
Come on, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear, clear.
Just be yourself, man.
And be so clear. Come
hey, yo, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear.
So just be yourself,
y'all,
man.
Be so clear.
Come on, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear, clear.
Make undocumented workers, people who don't have the proper documents, would make it a crime. And in Arizona in particular, the new law gives police not just the right, it's not just the right to investigate someone's immigration status, but it gives them an obligation to investigate someone's immigration status based on reasonable suspicion that the person might be undocumented. And if the police or federal agencies don't do this, anyone can sue them. They can sue the police, they can sue the federal agencies, and because of this, based all on, in quotes, a reasonable suspicion that the person might be undocumented, a Christian evangelical social justice activist, his name is Jim Wallace, and he said that that the bill is an immoral one and it goes against his Christian values. And so we're also going to be hearing from an expert in U.S. constitutional law at the after him and the implications of the bill in the United States and upon citizens. And I think we're going to be heading to this clip right now.
Permission slip. We do not tolerate those who break into our country, just like we don't tolerate those who break into our homes.
Absolutely not. I think the fact that they pose migration as an issue of law enforcement has diverted all of law enforcement, and instead of looking at the issues of crime, it's very clear. The East Valley Tribune documented that Sheriff Arpaio let go a lot of rapists and murderers because he was focusing on prosecuting workers, day laborers.
That's a lie.
And so the real problem here is that Russell Pierce and Sheriff Arpaio have done more damage to our Constitution than anybody else in recent history, and all of those violations are being normalized in order to affect every single one of us. Whether you're blonde and blue-eyed, you're going to feel the impact, especially the resources that are being expended on this when we need health care, we need education, we need infrastructure, and Mr. Pierce instead wants to be a national figure on this anti-immigrant hysteria that has gripped the state of Arizona.
Rick, I got up today in Washington, D.C. at 4 in the morning to fly out here to Phoenix to join statewide clergy here to say this is the problem of harsh enforcement without comprehensive reform. So enforcement that breaks up families is unacceptable to us. Enforcement without compassion is immoral. Enforcement that doesn't recognize a broken system is not going to work. And so I met with families here this morning, and they're terrified. As you say, they can pick folks up if they suspect they might be illegal. Well, you know, there are two signs up at our border. One says no trespassing, one says help wanted. So I met a woman this morning who came here when she was a baby. She's 47 years old now. Her life is here. You know, and people are terrified. They're going to stop people if they forgot their wallet coming to work, if they're legal, and they can put them in jail. So they're not going to stop me. They're not going to stop white-skinned people. This really is a mistake. And I, you know, actually, they say, Rick, you can harbor or transport undocumented people. Well, churches harbor and transport vulnerable people all the time. This law will force us to disobey the gospel, and I'm telling you, we are not going to comply.
There's no question, at least in my mind, that a state can have concurrent enforcement of federal laws. There's some limitations on it. But this bill raises a number of troubling constitutional questions. One is this reasonable suspicion standard. Now, that's a standard that comes out of a case called Terry v. Ohio. Mm-hmm. And usually it's easy to figure out. It's when you police see a bulge in a pocket where they believe they see contraband, they have a reasonable suspicion to do a pat-down. That's never really been used when it comes to someone's status as a citizen. How on earth do you have reasonable suspicion that somebody is illegal unless you're doing racial profiling? And even with racial profiling, I don't even understand how you could do that. What you're left with would be an arbitrary and capricious system of basically a papers check like we've seen in historically in past countries.
Cardinal Roger Mahoney is a friend of mine. He's a Catholic cardinal. He's a moderate guy. But they're attacking our people here. I mean, in this law, I'm here in Phoenix right now, they've turned loose all law enforcement on undocumented people. That means police out here are against this because they have to now go after mostly harmless people instead of violent criminals. And if your daughter is raped and you're illegal, you're not going to call the police. Mm. So Cardinal Mahoney understands something that we as Christians want to make clear. The body of Christ, as we would call it, is not Latino, Anglo, African-American. We are brothers and sisters. And when they come after our Latino friends, they're coming after us. That's what he's saying. You come after them, you come after us. This is really harsh, the overreaching is on the side of the governor here. So let's talk about enforcement with comprehensive reform.
There's a number of provisions that are troubling, including suing agencies for lack of performance, if that would include federal agencies. The Supreme Court has never said that profiling per se is unconstitutional, but they've always said that it can be as applied. And I think that this bill is really begging for a successful challenge. I don't see how you can do this. I don't see how you can have reasonable suspicion in looking at two different people and say, I bet that one doesn't have papers. And I think that courts would have a serious problem with the implications of that, particularly as it's focused on minorities. It's going to be a very arbitrarily applied law. It's poorly crafted. It also is a philosophical change for this country. We rejected the ideas of having papers laws, like Nazi Germany, of having to produce papers to show that you're allowed to be here. And that's precisely what we're doing here. I don't think the Cardinal's analogy is out of line. No one's saying these legislators are Nazis, but they're using a law that we have long felt was offensive in the United States. We didn't like the idea of police being able to stop you and say, prove to me that you can be here.
We're back, yeah. So that is some of the discussion that's going on in the U.S. about this, the harshest immigration bill since the late 1800s in the U.S., since the Jim Crow laws. And the reason why we're putting it on the show today is because for the United States, for our neighbors to the south, the law that may be passed by this Saturday could set a precedent for other states doing the same thing. And in the United States, immigrants are number in the tens of millions. I believe there's something like 20 million immigrants and undocumented. There isn't a proper number for the undocumented immigrants. Doesn't include children of immigrants. That would be in the 60 million range, 100 million range. It is an enormous issue, one that I'm sure we're interested here in Toronto as well, where our immigrant population is about 60%. In the United States, this one bill could set a very dangerous precedent in that country. And that's why we're sharing it with you tonight. And as of Monday, the governor of Arizona had received 1,356 calls and emails and faxes in favor of this bill and 11,931 against the bill. So it is quite an enormous domestic issue. As of yet, I haven't heard what Obama's response is. Republican members are against this bill. Republican representatives and activists within the Republican Party are against the bill, and there's pressure mounting on Obama to do something about it, to veto this bill. I'm not sure if that's realistic, but we'll be curious to know what Obama's response is to what could be the start of an enormous fire in the U.S. Because at issue here is the actual basis of stopping an individual, and that basis is a reasonable doubt, and there is a reasonable suspicion, and that has created, like the legal expert in the discussion was talking about, a constitutional expert in the U.S., he was talking about how it holds no water in the court of law, and does lead to racial profiling. And so the issue is the legalization of racial profiling in the United States. So the governor of Arizona has until this Saturday to make a decision, a yes or no, or she can just abstain and let the bill pass. And anyway, I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot about this in the news, particularly if you're watching American news. So over to you, Daniel.
Yeah, big things going on. We got continue on with our Guru tribute. We got Guru featuring Zion 1, For Your Mind.
The weather's getting stormy, much worse than the blues. There's death and destruction in large amounts, while others stack riches in large accounts. The majority of people are hungry or dying, and others who had hope have now given up trying. It's all been predicted and prophesied. Something's gotta change, yo, I got to try. Social budgets being cut, facilities being shut, prisons overcrowded, man, enough is enough. And how can you turn your back to the truth? There's no excuse, you can't say there's lack of proof. Disease is rampant and war is abundant. Politicians are just getting more redundant. If your awareness is keen and you got more than a clue, then these rhymes have meaning, surely for you. One time, yo, it's divine, yo, for your mind, yo.
Check the vibe, yo.
One time, yo, it's divine, yo, for your mind, yo.
Check the vibe, yo.
One time, yo, it's divine, yo, for your mind, yo.
Check the vibe, yo.
One time, yo, it's divine, yo, for your mind, yo.
Check the vibe, yo. Back in the days on the boulevards, I'm chilling. There used to be a crew who knew they was villains. It was a Zion, the Babylon defeater. Yeah. Politicians lying high, gangsters for the heaters. Yeah, right. You remember that routine where they pimp you for the pleasure, getting more green? You know the rhythm, feed your religion. And flood the street with crack, everything in hustle vision. On point, man, all the time, homes. You on point, man, all the time, homes. You got a home, man, no can't afford those. Well, then let me say amen. God protect you where you go. Here's a funky introduction, hope you understand that there's a feeling in the air, I hope you made a plan. I'm like the energizer, cause you see I rap along about the problems in the world, keep it black strong.
One time, yo, it's divine, yo, for your mind, yo.
Check the vibe, yo.
One time, yo, it's divine, yo, for your mind, yo.
Check the vibe, yo.
One time, yo, it's divine, yo, for your mind, yo.
Check the vibe, yo.
One time, yo, it's divine, yo, for your mind, yo.
Check the vibe, yo.
Word of Mouth Wednesday back here. It's about 7:30 p.m. and we're about halfway through the show here. And, I just wanted to get into a segment here that I've been working on featuring different clips from different meetups of the Toronto Truth Seekers. A local group within Toronto has been meeting up on Saturdays on a regular basis for at least, the past 4 or 5 weeks has been pretty consistent. At Yonge and Dundas Square, we got the Truth Table back and, getting out some information, flyers, DVDs, and different info on different things going on in the world. And this actually, this clip here, I put together some of the discussions on some of the biggest conspiracy theories going today. Now, I called this clip actually Conspiracy Theories, Air, Water, and Food, and that's what you're going to hear in this clip, some of the Toronto Truth Seekers getting into. You're going to hear some different voices on these different issues, what's going on, and you're going to get this straight from the streets. This is the words from TTS, Toronto Truth Seekers, Conspiracy Theories.
Yeah, we've got a snow here now. They've been chemtrailing us for 3 or 4 days straight, ever since the 16th, quite heavily. Some chemtrails before that in Toronto have been seen, but last week or so has been incredible chemtrailing. Now we saw nice days turn fairly cold and grey and cloudy, and here comes the snow. Chemtrail snow. Taste the sweet barium. Taste the sweet aluminum. Let it leak into your tongue. seep into your brain and
coupon for a free sandwich.
You can finally relax. That's what they're meant for.
Good.
If anybody around here has looked up, you will notice that a lot of planes now have trails. Now, this is something that we have a DVD on, chemtrails. We are trying to expose the idea that the air pollution that is going on may not be a typical contrail, water vapor, but could be chemical. Understand? Barium, iron, different things.
Beautiful day in Toronto. We got bombarded with chemtrails all week, and now
these
we got this
chemtrails.
Sick.
Man, global warming, I don't know. Well, have you noticed in the last, 4 days or so, it felt like summer on here. Believe me, it was positive 15. I mean, you see the chemtrails, all of a sudden it feels like December again. One in 2 days. I mean, how does the weather change like that without any chemical intervention? I actually have posted, if you go on YouTube and look at all the chemtrails, you'll see them. It's incredible what they're getting away with. Just look up in the sky.
I think 9 times out of 10, most of it's all chemtrail anyway, so, yeah. But I talk to people to tell them to look up, and they look up, and I said, you know what that is? They'd look up, yep, I know what that is, but what is that really? I see one disappearing and one staying up there. So I tell them what the difference is, and they say, oh, yeah. And I said, just tell your friends, do the same thing. That's probably why we're having cooler weather today, because all the chemtrails during their week. So
the weather's nice, despite the sky being full of soupy type of, I think they're chemtrails, Dad. There's this soupy substance in the air.
I think it's very important that the word get out about this. Particularly, you know, Ryerson is now launching this campaign to have us all, like, get back on tap water.
Yeah.
And this is a tap water program, and this is very dangerous.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of bogus science going into explaining why tap is so much better than bottle. There's
okay, man. Let me interview you on this, if you don't mind. Okay? This is BK reporting for CKLN Radio. I'm interviewing a lady about water and water issues. Ma'am, could you give us your name and then a bit about what your issues are?
Right. My name is Janet Phelan, and I've been a journalist for about 30 years. I've written for such mainstream papers as the Los Angeles Times, Santa Monica Daily Press, We Magazine, and so on. When I was a columnist at the Santa Monica Daily Press, I started researching an issue having to do with water systems. Specifically, I started requesting blueprints and data about water systems from Santa Monica City Hall. Basically, what we have in the United States now, and very likely in Canada as well, although the documentation here is sparse. We have a weaponized water system. The article is online. It's water as a weapon. We've got an issue going on here in Canada. Recently, Ryerson students launched a campaign to get back on tap, get away from bottled water and back on tap water. As this is a tap water program, people need to be aware that at some point in time, tap water will become selectively inappropriate to drink. And the issue having to do with the system and their blueprints, this is a selective eugenics system. Now, this sounds all very paranoid, and believe me, it was a very paranoid and sick person who thought this up. But the documents stand exactly what I am maintaining about this system.
And now, is this a plan, or is this something that's already in place?
The work has mostly been done in the United States of America. It is waiting for deployment. And the second article in the series, the first was Water as a Weapon, the second was Water Wars and Updates, goes through the laws that were passed in the United States legalizing and authorizing this. And the most shocking one was Section 817 of the U.S. Patriot Act, which is authorizing the poisoning of U.S. citizens. That's what it says. It's the expansion of the biological weapons statute. It authorizes the poisoning of U.S. citizens. And anyone reading the statute, you know, I've had lawyers read this, and they go, oh my word, you're right. So what do we have here? Where the United States of America can actually poison its own citizens without any recourse. And when did the president or the government of any supposedly democratic country, where do they get off ordering a targeted assassination without a trial? Now, I am claiming that what may or may not happen to this Muslim cleric, who may or may not have any terrorist connections, you know, is basically the same as what will happen to many, many millions of people inside of the U.S. when this is activated.
Get a free turd sandwich here. Free coupon for a turd sandwich.
And more on this, you can see more details at TorontoTrueSeekers.com as we ramp up efforts to deal with the G20 summit coming here in just about 2 months. But before we do that, here you are, sir. Street action after making these flyers this morning, printing them, bringing them over to the table, and everyone else showing up here, and we're handing them out. We're doing a good job. Before I really get into it, I haven't had enough GMO in my diet, so I got me a little $2 burger from Burger King here, and I got me a little pack of mayo. And I gotta say, yes, I know this is bad, yes, I know it's bad for me, but what are you doing yelling at me about this? That's my issue. Because so many people do that. We are taught in this culture to pick on each other for our carbon footprint, for our excessive lifestyles, for what we eat, what we wear, all these different matters of taste when we're all operating in the same system. You've heard of blood diamonds? This is a blood jacket. This is a blood scarf. This is a blood sweater. These are blood pants, and these are blood shoes. Because they were all made by somebody somewhere for slave labor. So put it this way. As long as you're fighting the system and you still have to live within the system, occasionally you might too get a little GMO in your diet. Don't sweat it. Just take out the New World Order or do the best you can to try. And then no matter what happens, you'll feel better in this time when people are feeling depressed. We may actually get some stuff done. And one day, my friends, this filthy, filthy fast food burger may actually not be bad for us.
Mouth Wednesday. So those were some words there from the streets of Toronto. If you go down on Saturday afternoons, usually you can find the Toronto Truth Seekers. Usually they got a table with an umbrella, so it's easily identifiable to find the group. But you can also search online, TorontoTruthSeekers.com. And that clip, actually, I know it might have been a bit chaotic with all the street noise and everything going on there, but there was a lot of topics gotten into. You know, we finished off with a few words of Black Krishna talking about genetically modified food, and I guess the reason or some of his reasoning of why he will eat, you know, junk food as a truth seeker. But then, you know, before that, you heard there was a woman's voice in there who was a journalist who actually had walked by the Toronto Truth Seekers group and stopped and was talking a lot about a lot of different issues that she had been exploring involving water. Now, what she arrived with was an article, and the article was on the weaponization of water. And, you know, briefly in there, she even gave some of the facts, what got her alarmed about this issue. And she even mentioned the article in the Patriot Act. It's actually Section 187, Section 817, and I searched it online, and it actually does exist. It's called the Expansion of the Biological Weapons Statute. And what it actually does is in the Patriot Act, they amended the definition of a biological agent. And so that's something that you can look into. This is a real thing, Section 817, that this reporter, Janet Phelan, was talking about, says she's been doing some research. And, you know, and that's why she is getting alarmed at some of the current movements to move back into tap water when she knows what she has noticed, you know, from her work when she was living in California, and how it is like all over America. I guess there's, you know, certain things like this. But Toronto Tree Seekers get into a lot of issues. We started that clip off talking about the chemtrails, the idea that that there could be chemicals in the sky coming out of the back of some of these jets that you see when you see the trail stay in place for a while. But there's also the issue that Black Krishna is always talking about, one of the top spokesperson from Toronto Truth Seekers. And if he does run for mayor, I'm sure this will be one of his big issues. And it's actually an issue that has to do with water. It has to do with what's in the water supply of Toronto, and that is fluoride. So this is Black Krishna's music track, Fluoricide, featuring Chris Bryson. And we'll be right back on Word of Mouth Wednesday. Word is bond. BK. Black Krishna. WhatYouWantToBelieveIn.com.
Cause in your glass of water there's fluoride.
Who's down to ride?
Cause in your glass of water there's fluoride.
Who's down to die?
Cause in your glass of water there's fluoride.
Who's down to ride?
Cause in your glass of water there's fluoride.
Baby, I like it. Who's down to die?
Cause in your glass of water there's fluoride. Who's down to ride for your mind? It's about time. Dr. Limebag took it all back in 99. 10 years later, T-Dot's still alive. We gotta be trying. It's getting so flying off the aqua genocide. It's something we don't mind. No matter what happens, we feel just fine. NWO playing tricks on our minds. Little pricks in your arm go straight to your mind. Skits on the tooth teach us how to say mine. Gold mine in a glass of water, what a find. The top of the pile of rocks, wanna see us die. Why ask why? Look into the evil eye. See if why seem easy to smell as apple pie. So easy to spot the whistle blow under the mistletoe. Beats he can missile in a bow. Wrapped up in a rap track full of facts. So you know how the NWO wanna kill you slow. What do you do? Can you handle the truth? Now you know. Can't think no more. Cause of H2O. Cause in your glass of water there's fluoride.
Who's down to ride?
Cause in your glass of water there's fluoride.
Who's down to die?
Cause in your glass of water there's fluoride.
Who's down to ride?
Cause in your glass of water there's fluoride.
Denora jumpstarted the environmental movement. But environmentalists don't know that Denora was almost certainly caused by
what
fluoride.
What the heck they doing to a toothpaste tube or two? Many men and women better off sniffing glue. Might clean your teeth, true. Ajax might too. A Windex, the Spindex, chin checks you. Floored by the warning label on the tube. If a child swallows too much, you better make them puke. Can't use for baby formula, true. Get a clue. Cause dumbing us down means you getting it too. The commies and Nazis used it, true. Kills roaches and rats better than most traps do. Aluminum waste. Get a taste of what they do. Instead of throw it out, they charge it to you. Just the facts, man, just the tax, man. Just a way to get away with a son of Sam scam. Sons of Nazis, man, this ain't Yahtzee, damn. Eugenic crazies ain't phased me, blazing at the man. Damn, nation, you ain't face up to the plan. When European land said, hell no, and no thanks. No woman, no man should be forcibly medicated. In secret, they couldn't keep it. Frequently speak it if you
You're
can.
Being attacked by propaganda. You're being attacked by propaganda. You're being attacked by propaganda. You're being attacked by propaganda.
Cause in your glass of water there's fluoride.
Who's down to ride?
Cause in your glass of water there's fluoride.
Who's down to die?
Cause in your glass of water there's fluoride.
Who's down to ride?
You just listening to that track there, Fluoride by Black Krishna. You got heard in the background. And you know, we got to start talking about a lot of issues coming up here, actually locally here in Toronto, and what the Toronto Truth Seekers have been looking out on the issue of a upcoming summit. That's right, the leaders of the 20 biggest economies in the world, the G20, will be hitting up Toronto in June 2010. The G20 is coming, and actually, I just got another clip here. Featuring the rapper you've just been hearing, Black Krishna.
I'm citing lawsuits when I refer to fluoride as a major industrial air pollutant. In fact, the leading air pollutant in the aftermath of the Cold War. Those are not my words. That's not my opinion. That's a quantitative assessment by industry experts of the scale of the lawsuits they were facing.
You don't like it, do something.
So we move in from the issue of fluoride into the current issue of the G20. And just here's a quick clip of BK's plans for prior to the G20, what any person could do that is concerned about the G20. And these are just a few clips of a longer segment that is now online. You can see it on youtube.com/supportlocalscene. You can see the video of it. But here are just some highlights here of some things to think about before the G20.
No, it's been the same thing for revolutions and resistance for thousands of years. Epicurus, Greek philosopher, did this 3,000 years ago with his buddies back in Athens when he didn't like what was happening. It was done in 1776 in America for their revolution. And this isn't a revolution per se, but when people want to let other people know about something in any culture at any time, something that they didn't like happening, the government was up to, they put up flyers and posters and they handed things out. So that's the number one most important thing we can do. Number two is videos. Compare what happened in Pittsburgh last year to areas of Toronto where that might happen. So you can show shots of Pittsburgh during the G20, and then you can show areas of Toronto where the same thing might take place to give Torontonians a sense that they're going to want to stop that. Because the G20 police state conditions in Pittsburgh were ridiculous, and here, with 10,000 security personnel, 1,000 private contractors who might be lawless and might have diplomatic immunity, and get an official comment from the city, the police, the army, the security forces, the people that are responsible for security at this G20 event. And if there is any false flag terror-style actions like there were in Montebello, Quebec during the SPP protests, we can also get that information to them right away to say, look, we know that it's possible that some elements within your bureaucracies will try and pull stuff. We want to make sure you remember that, so you remember to look for that as well. Go to the local businesses in the area, by Front and Spadina, by Metro Convention Center, and let them know, by the Sky Dome, and let them know that you're working on their behalf. You don't want that whole area to be under horrible police state conditions with 10,000 security troops. I mean, Bilderberg showed up in Ottawa. They went to a hotel outside of town. 130 of the most powerful people in the world, as the Ottawa Citizen and other mainstream Canadian newspapers reported. So why is it when these guys come here, they've got to shut down half the city? You can also contact the city councilors in their area. I talked to a CP24 reporter outside Toronto City Hall and asked him, why has the free speech statue been ripped up? And he says, I don't know, but you should talk to your local, the city councilor for this area. So that got me thinking, with respect to the G20, anybody in Toronto can contact the city councilor for that area. So there's a bunch of activist groups out there working on issues in this city. If they work on defending this city from the G20 police state conditions, I don't even like the word police state, because again, that's like, it just furthers division between us and the police. So, that's probably, it's probably some language we should clean out, but everybody understands it, so you use it anyway. But the Northcom militarized conditions here during the G20, you can say to the activists, look, if you work on behalf of the people in this city to defend this city from what's going to happen at the G20 based on what happened in Pittsburgh last year, then it's possible this city and people in the city will show some more empathy for your causes. So the G20 can be an issue that all activist groups, or as many as possible, take on in this city on behalf of this entire city in order to get the favor from this city later on.
Word up. So for more of that, you can check out youtube.com/supportlocalscene or just search BK plans for the G20. And you'll find 16 plans, actually. Black Krishna outlined 16 plans for the G20 that anyone could do. And, of course, with 16 plans, some of them will be more achievable than others. You might think some are better than others, but I'm sure within the 16 plans there's something that anyone out there listening could do if they wanted to. We're getting ready to wrap up the show here. But I think before we come back to wrap it up, I think we might play this one last clip that I got here, because we it'd be also a good thing. We've heard from the streets. We've heard a bit about what the Toronto Truth Seekers have been looking into. Why don't we look at what the leader of the free world, what the president of America, President number 44, Barack Obama, one of his latest plans. Here is a plan that he outlined last week at the Kennedy Space Center for the future of space.
We'll start by sending astronauts to an asteroid for the first time in history. By the mid-2030s, I believe we can send humans to orbit Mars and return them safely to Earth. And a landing on Mars will follow. And I expect to be around to see it. But I want to repeat, critical to deep space exploration will be the development of breakthrough propulsion systems and other advanced technologies. So I'm challenging NASA to break through these barriers. And we'll give you the resources to break through these barriers. And I know you will, with ingenuity and intensity, because that's what you've always done. Now, I understand that some believe that we should attempt a return to the surface of the moon first, as previously planned. But I just have to say, pretty bluntly here, we've been there before. Buzz has been there. There's a lot more of space to explore and a lot more to learn when we do. So I believe it's more important to ramp up our capabilities to reach and operate at a series of increasingly demanding targets while advancing our technological capabilities with each step forward. And that's what this strategy does. And that's how we will ensure that our leadership in space is even stronger in this new century than it was in the last. Now, finally, I want to say a few words about jobs. People who are already going through a tough time here in this region were helped. And despite some reports to the contrary, my plan will add more than 2,500 jobs along the Space Coast in the next 2 years compared to the plan under the previous administration. And I'll close by saying this. I know that some Americans have asked a question that's particularly apt on tax day. Why spend money on NASA at all? Why spend money solving problems in space when we don't lack for problems to solve here on the ground? And obviously, our country's still reeling from the worst economic turmoil we've known in generations. We have massive structural deficits that have to be closed in the coming years. But you and I know this is a false choice. We have to fix our economy. We need to close our deficits. But for pennies on the dollar, the space program has fueled jobs and entire industries. For pennies on the dollar, the space program has improved our lives, advanced our society, strengthened our economy, and inspired generations of Americans. And I have no doubt that NASA can continue to fulfill this role. But that is why... But I want to say clearly to those of you who work for NASA, but to the entire community that has been so supportive of the space program in this area, that is exactly why it's so essential that we pursue a new course and that we revitalize NASA and its mission, not just with dollars, but with clear aims and a larger purpose. A little more than 40 years ago, astronauts descended the 9-rung ladder of the lunar module called Eagle and allowed their feet to touch the dusty surface of the Earth's only moon. This was the culmination of a daring and perilous gambit, of an endeavor that pushed the boundaries of our knowledge, of our technical prowess, of our very capacity as human beings to solve problems. It wasn't just the greatest achievement in NASA's history, it was one of the greatest achievements in human history. And the question for us now is whether that was the beginning of something or the end of something. I choose to believe it was only the beginning. So thank you. God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Word of mouth Wednesday. So we're back again, and that was another big announcement from Barack Obama. I guess that's 2 weeks in a row there. We're seeing the major announcement from the American president. If you heard, I think last week we played a bit of a clip on the Barack Obama talking about the nuclear security summit that just took place in Washington. Then a few days later, he gets into the new plan for outer space. He's looking to go beyond the moon, to land on an asteroid, to land on Mars. Some big goals coming up in the future. And, you know, if you've been studying Barack Obama, if you've read his autobiography or any of his books, I know in The Audacity of Hope, he talks about both. One of his goals has to do with eliminating nuclear weapons, and another one has to do with strengthening the space exploration, the refunding NASA, and I guess they're changing their missions around. So he is getting into some of his goals, his audacious hope, you could call it. And well, Robin, what do you think?
No, I was just going to ask you because you know your clip was about conspiracies. So
yeah,
he said that they've already been to the moon.
Oh yeah, he said we've already been there. Yeah, and then he pointed to Buzz Aldrin too. I think who was in the audience. Said Buzz has already been there.
So what do you think about that? And, the conspiracy theorists.
Well, there's all kinds of stuff with that, but the Buzz Aldrin is one of the most interesting of all the characters that have been to the moon, because you know, even last summer, I believe, when he had just had a book out, he was on a media tour talking about a monolith that's been found on one of the moons of Jupiter, I believe it was, and it's got, you know, it's a strange structure. It looks like a square. It looks like a building, basically, that they've got from a satellite image. You know, and then he has made some outrageous statements with outer space, but I think I think there was also a former astronaut that was challenging Obama on, because he's actually ended. He actually, I'm not sure if that was in that clip, but he might have said it earlier in the speech, but he's actually ended some missions too. He's ended the shuttle programs while he's doing this, you know, and he hasn't even explained this idea of landing on an asteroid.
I don't know. But do you know with his nuclear weapons how many, do you have that number in terms of how many they were going to dismantle and how many are left?
No, I think it was 2,000 each, but I think that they had both Russia and the U.S., but I think they both have over 4,000 now, so they'd still have, you know, it might be up to half they might be getting rid of. But that's another criticism I heard of that, though, is that a lot of these were the Cold War era relics, they call them. So they're already old anyways. They're
so they had to be replaced no matter... Well, not replaced, but they just had to be decommissioned.
Yeah. And then ideally they're not going to... Hopefully they're not going to replace them with the whatever they're making now, you know. But that's the other sketchy part is how now modern weaponry is now nuclear because of this depleted uranium that they use in the missiles and bullets even. So that's why when we had Dr. Helen Caldicott on a few... it's a few years ago... talking about nuclear issues, she was mentioning how she thought that the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are nuclear wars just because of that, because of all the depleted uranium in those weapons.
Interesting point.
So that's what's going on. You know, we started off the show talking about that, which I hadn't heard about, this new bill, this anti-immigration one.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a huge bill. The firestorm really started... just this week, last night I was getting messages, and then, you know, it's a precedent. There's never been anything like it since the Jim Crow laws. It would make racial profiling legal, and other states are lining up to do the same type of law. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so important. It might not seem important because it's just one state, but there are at least five states who've drawn up a similar bill, and if this passes... they will most likely head in that direction as well. And in the U.S., they would be going back in time.
Right. Back in time. And we're almost out of time here on Word of Mouth Wednesday. I just wanted to mention a few quick events. You can check out rabble.ca for more events. Coming up this Friday, the Socialist Action presents the Rebel Film Series 7 p.m. screening of Crude, The Real Price of Oil at OISE, 252 Bloor Street West, room 2212, this Friday. Starting this Friday is the 25th annual MayWorks Festival of Working People and Ideas at various venues across the GTA. You can check out mayworks.ca for info on that fest. And then Saturday afternoon, TorontoTruthSeekers.com, Toronto Truth Seekers Street Action. Weather permitting, the focus this Saturday is going to be on the G20 Summit. So if you're around Yonge and Dundas on Saturday afternoon. Plus, next Wednesday, we're looking forward to the Toronto Freedom Fest and Marijuana March coming up next weekend. So next Wednesday, look out for a special show. We're even trying to confirm Mark Emery as a guest. And then also on May 1st, there's a No One Is Illegal March for Status for All, International Workers' Day coming up. And tune in this Saturday for the return of Saturday Morning Live right here on CKLN 88.1 FM. My name's Daniel Libby. And
good night, everyone. I'm Robin Nieto.
And yeah, thanks, Robin, and we'll stay tuned for our next show here, which is The Blue Remedy, with a guest host for you tonight. So to cure your music ills, stay tuned for The Blue Remedy. Word out.